Some Virginia college students are participating in a political research project inspired by one of the most racially charged controversies of the year. The story starts in February, when Virginia Governor Ralph Northam and Attorney General Mark Herring admitted to appearing in blackface in the 1980s. A group of activists wondered if other politicians might have similar uncovered stories in their past. So the activists enlisted Richmond-area students from historically black colleges to search through the politicians' yearbooks. Megan Pauly of member station WCVE reports.
I met up with four Virginia State political science students in their campus library between classes. A few weeks ago, their professor, Dr. Wes Bellamy, sent out a group text message asking if they'd be interested in a special research fellowship.
All we seen was research, paid, college student, money, knowledge. Yes. Yeah.
That's 19-year-old sophomore Janice Jefferson. She and her classmates will look into yearbooks from a variety of local universities to see what they can find out about politicians who went to school in Virginia. Jefferson isn't new to politics. She grew up going to school board meetings with her mother in her hometown of Manassas Park, Virginia. But she's excited to hone her research skills.
Just going beyond the surface, going beyond Google, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, using databases and scholarly articles and stuff instead of just, you know, Wikipedia.
Chelsea Higgs Wise, a local activist, came up with the idea for the fellowship. She's a member of the Richmond Metro Area Young Democrats and volunteered to campaign for Virginia Governor Ralph Northam in 2017.
I started noticing throughout the campaign that he was not very comfortable talking about African Americans or people of color.
That bothered her, and she feels like now's the time to hold Northam and other politicians accountable. She wondered what would their yearbooks have to say about them, and she thought, who better to look than students from historically black universities?
This is about providing resources to students of color to learn different skills of research and archiving, as well as to pay them for having to live through and survive the type of images that they're going to be seeing. That's traumatizing to see that.
Another important part of the fellowship, Wise says, will be about helping students decompress and discuss the images they're seeing and the history from painful racist chapters of Richmond's past. Wise works with a nonprofit that leads these kinds of discussions called Initiatives of Change. A number of area universities have also signed on to help. Irina Rogova is an archivist with the University of Richmond. She'll teach students research tips, things like how to tag topics so they're searchable.
How I explain it to students sometimes, I'm like, it's like a hashtag. You want to collect things.
She's already doing that now with the college's Race and Racism Project, which helps catalyze conversations about the school's history.
There were definitely instances of the raising of the Confederate flag. There was something called the Old South Ball that would be put on, and the men would come in Confederate uniforms. We have the Confederate spider mascot as well.
Students realize they may not like what they find out. 17-year-old freshman Michaela Walker interned this year with Virginia Senator Jeremy McPike. She said she's hesitant to dig into his yearbook.
I don't know about that. I like my job, so I don't know about that.
The students at Virginia State will work with another group of students from Virginia Union University, another local historically black school. After they wrap up their work over the summer, they'll share it with local high school students and local reporters. For NPR News, I'm Megan Pauly in Richmond.